A mandala is a wheel-like design the hippies had borrowed from a foreign religion that symbolized the cosmos, the cosmic mind, God, or whatever needed a symbol. Neither my mother nor my father knew how to spell the word, and the magistrate in town wrote it down the way it sounded to him. They named me William in honor of a wealthy uncle, who unfortunately died penniless. The 6 weeks passed rather pleasantly, talking, reading, resting. The other ship landed next to ours and did have 9 free berths. We shuffled crews so that each ship had someone who could get it out of trouble if the pre-programmed jump sequence malfunctioned. I assigned myself to the other ship in hopes it would have some new books. It didn't. We zipped up in the tanks and took off simultaneously. We wound up spending a lot of time in the tanks just to keep from looking at the same faces all day long in the crowded ship. The added periods of acceleration got us back to Stargate in 10 months, subjective. Of course, it was 340 years, minus 7 months, to the hypothetical objective observer. There were hundreds of cruisers in orbit around Stargate. Bad news. With that kind of backlog, we probably wouldn't get any furlough at all. I supposed I was more likely to get a court-martial than a furlough, anyhow. Losing 88% of my company, many of them because they didn't have enough confidence in me to obey the direct earthquake order. And we were back where we'd started, on SADA 138. No Torrens there, but no base either. We got landing instructions and went straight down. No shuttle. There was another surprise waiting at the spaceport. Dozens of cruisers were standing around on the ground. They'd never done that before for fear that Stargate would be hit. And 2 captured Torren cruisers as well. We'd never managed to get one intact. 7 centuries could have brought us a decisive advantage, of course. Maybe we were winning. We went through an airlock under a returnees sign. After the air cycled and we'd popped our suits, a beautiful young woman came in with a cartload of tunics and told us in perfectly accented English to get dressed and go to the lecture hall at the end of the corridor to our left. The tunic felt odd. Light, yet warm. It was the first thing I'd worn besides a fighting suit or bare skin in almost a year.